What up, what up, what's up? I'm here with the one and only, my idol, the man, Richard Pryor. You cool. Man, we brought you here to tell you we love you. It's no me without you, man. And what can I say? I grew up on you. I remember my mother say, get in the bed. I said, not before I hear Pryor. And I remember Mudbone. Now, first come down, yeah. With a girl like that. Am I doing it right?
No, not exactly. But it's good.
Okay.
You know, the first thing you got to do is you got to remember that you're ageless. Don't matter how old or how young, it don't matter because you ain't in that group. You gotta go. My mom say things like, you know, when a fight came down here, I saw people, they was running all around the streets. And it wasn't a riot. Just people running around the streets. You know, you see, you gotta just talk regular and think of things as you go along. Because people try to do that to you. They come up to you, have pieces of paper. Sometimes they have money in it.
Well, you know I want the money.
There you go. See, now you got it.
Well, look, man, this is from my heart to you, and I'm not going to keep you. But, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Richard Pryor. Thank you, man.
Yeah, and you owe me $50, right?
To my Valentine baby.
Nah, yeah.
On Valentine's Day.
Oh, Tay, to me and my baby.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
Bar part of the night is over. Where's my gift?
Gina.
I'm sorry, Martin, but Pam saw you at the travel agency yesterday, and I know you got some special plans, so gimme.
Okay, bam. All right, you're right. Now, girl, look here. You remember when we rapped about going to the Bahamas for the weekend?
Oh, Martin, you didn't.
Hell no, I didn't. Oh, girl. Instead, we going to a place that's just as good, Gina.
Chicago, Martin. Chicago in February is just as good as the Bahamas.
Let me tell you something, girl. It don't matter where we go. We ain't never leaving the hotel room anyway. Yeah, and the best part about it is, babe, we could catch the bus right on the corner.
Martin, you're so thrifty.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Give
a kiss.
Ooh, girl, the lips are just luscious.
Stop!
Damn, Gina, they're like two melons.
Shut up! Martin, now it's time for you to close your eyes, because I got to set up your gift for
okay.
you, okay?
Give me another kiss of the melon.
Okay.
The melon. One more melon.
No. Okay, now shut your eyes.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, keep them closed.
Oh, girl.
I got to set it up for you.
So what you got for me, huh? Okay, I'll tell you what. Put the remote right here in my hand, Gina, okay? How did you get the 50-inch up here all by yourself anyway? Come on, girl.
Just be quiet and keep your eyes closed, okay?
Come on, man.
All right?
You get the satellite, too, baby.
Okay. Shh. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Open your eyes. Splat out!
A 2 foot tall statue of a naked lady's butt. Thank you. No, baby, look, this is beautiful. I'm not lying. I love it, okay? The one I have now has a crack in it.
It was made by a friend of my daddy's who's a sculptor, but, you know, I could return it tomorrow.
Baby,
it's no big deal.
No, it's beautiful. Look, it's winking at me. Wonk, wonk. No, it's beautiful.
Stop playing, Martin. Do you really like it?
Gina, it's beautiful, okay? It's beautiful.
Happy Valentine's Day, baby.
Happy Valentine's Day. Cool girl with the melons.
Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Yo.
You ready to go?
Yo, man, Gina Pam ain't here yet, man.
Oh.
Look, see that, Tommy? Look at you rushing me for nothing. I could have brushed my teeth.
Martin, what is this?
Damn, look like Pam.
Yo, man. Hey, Gina gave me that for Valentine's Day.
Oh, hey, Cole.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror. Tell me what you see.
Give me the damn thing. All right, man, y'all are stupid, man. Ignorant. It's art, man. Art. Okay? Y'all just don't have the sense to appreciate it.
Yo, man, come on, look at it. Gina's changing you, man. She got you whipped.
Shut up, Cole.
You know, I like what Gina's doing, man. Yeah, I think it's great.
That's my boy, appreciating art. Tom, what are you talking about, appreciate? Man, I've been appreciating these long before I met you.
Come on, man, I don't know about all that, man. It's a slippery slope, you know? I mean, well, one day you appreciate not, right? Mm. Next thing you know, you're getting your nails done in front of a picture of Liberace.
I just playing. Y'all ain't really think I like this, did you? No, I was just seeing if y'all was suckers like that.
Okay. Okay, good test. Oh, look, Tommy would pass.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Look, I'm telling you, I don't even know why Gina gives me this old bougie stuff, man. I mean, what am I supposed to do with it anyway? Doing the butt. Hey! Hey, baby. Hi, what's up? We just here, sitting here chilling with the butt.
See, Gina, I told you Martin was too immature to appreciate fine art.
Well, he appreciated it last night.
Oh, come on, baby. You know, well, the brother did have a little wine, was buzzing along.
Oh, sure, Martin. Act like you don't care in front of your friends.
Look, come on, Gina. I ain't nobody showing off in front of my friends.
All right. You didn't like my gift. That's all you had to say.
The thought was beautiful, but the gift was all wrong.
Tommy and Cole, y'all shut up, because y'all are always instigating.
Oh. Hey, they are not instigating, Pam. Right? It just reminded me of who I am.
And who are you, Martin?
I don't know, but he must be somebody real important because they made a statue of him.
Why do you think I bought it?
Gina, I just wish you accept me for me, all right? And stop trying to turn me into a bushy snob like your tight father.
What did you just say?
Come on, baby, it ain't like I'm lying. Your father's so tight, he can back into a wall and suck out a brick.
You something, Martin. Lord knows somebody should.
Your partner, y'all hear this? She tried to turn me into a brick sucking father.
Oh, really? Well, why don't you stop trying to turn me into your mother?
Your mama. No. You can never be like my mother.
You're right about that, Martin. I can't grow a mustache.
There.
Martin, you didn't have to talk about my father. Call him a bougie snob.
Don't show up in front of Pam.
That's it.
You always show up.
Hey, stop it. Come on. Hey. Look, guys, you just said a lot of things you don't mean, okay?
Excuse me, bruh. I got something to do here. Excuse me.
Martin, fine.
Take back what you said about my mother.
Not until you take back what you said about my father.
I can't. It's a fact.
No, it is not a fact. It is an opinion. A stupid, uneducated opinion, but your mother's mustache, now that's a fact.
Well, your little plow, overly muscular ass, what about that?
What about your splick, splack hair? Underly, exercised gut, what about that, Mark?
say something I regret.
Too late, you already have.
See, so you're gonna be just like old small bougie brat and leave? Well, then leave, all right? Get the stepping, Gina.
Good. I'd rather be spoiled than be an ignorant, no class having, big eared jackass.
When you ready to apologize, you know the number, Gina.
With pleasure. Oh, and by the way, your cheap-ass bus trip to Chicago is off. Off!
No! This whole thing is off. The relationship is off. Now get the stepping. You messed up, Gina. You could have had it all.
Benita there?
They say they want to be with you because of your ears, but this ain't dog ears. This is my heart. Damn it, Gina, why? Yeah, what's going on behind that little pretty smile, Gina? That little pretty, beautiful smile of yours. What's going on behind that twisted, sick mind? That the man next to you, my mother, got a mustache. Well, who got the mustache now? Who got the mustache now? You got a beard, too.
Martin, take the chain off, man. We know you in there.
Yo, man, go away.
No, Martin, we're not leaving this time.
We gonna break it down? All right, ready? Come on, Tommy. Yeah, let's break.
One, two, three, go.
Oh, oh.
Martin, I think I broke my nose.
Yo, man, just go away, man. Leave me alone, all right?
No, we can't leave you alone, Martin, because you need us, okay? Man, you have been locked in here for 3 days. Look at you, man. You're falling apart.
Nah, hey, man, I'm cool, Tommy, for real, you know? I just been sitting here eating crackers, just chilling.
Yeah. That sounds a lot better than spending a weekend making love to your girlfriend.
Ex-girlfriend, Tommy. Ex-girlfriend, man.
Martin, Gina still loves you, man. I mean, all you have to do is go to her. She loves you. Go to her. You do.
Damn it, Tommy! I keep hearing you hollering about Gina, saying Gina. When you refer to that woman, say that little light-skinned bitch who ripped out of my heart and put me in her mouth, chew me up, quick, and spit me out. You ain't know what I got.
Okay, hey, Martin, come on. Hey, Martin, come on. Wait, hold on. Stop it. Martin, come on. It's time, man. Cole, see, there's Cole. See? It's us, man. Okay? Come on, you're a mess. Look, here, come on. It's all right, here. Clean yourself up, man. You're a mess. You're gonna be all right.
Oh, Tommy!
It's all right.
Do you know what you just gave me, Tommy?
Yeah, a handkerchief.
No, this was Gina's handkerchief. One day, Gina had a real bad cold, and mucus kept coming up, and Gina just wanted to spin it around the house, so she got this handkerchief, and she said, all right, blink, right?
Oh, Tommy, why? Tommy did it at the end?
I loved it at her.
Martin, it won't, man. Okay, it won't end, okay? Not if you apologize to her. It won't, okay?
Okay, you're right. I just need to get myself together.
Okay, all right, you take care of yourself, all right. Okay?
Okay.
All right, come on. All right.
Hey guys, huh? Before you go, please, Monty, give me love.
Now listen here. If you need anything, I mean, you need anything at all.
Just... Hey, just
Okay. Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. All right.
Hey, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Gina, you already cleaned that spot 5 times.
I know, Pam. It's either this or go shopping, and my credit cards are to the limit, girlfriend.
Gina, why don't you just get over it? I don't have a man, and you don't see me cleaning.
Pam, you didn't clean when you had a man. Maybe that's why you don't have one now.
Don't you start something you can't finish.
Sorry, Pam. It's just been 3 days and I keep waiting on the phone to ring.
And when it does, it'll just be Martin saying, oh, I was just playing. Now you come over here, you give me my sugar, girl. And then you go run.
What's so wrong with forgiving him if he says he's sorry?
Because tomorrow you two will just be fighting again. Face it, Gina. It's like you're silk and he's polyester. And when you mix the two, all you get is a bad rash.
Hey, Pam, I know we're different, but that's what I love about him.
Did you love him when he called your father a tight, bougie snob?
Well, my father is a tight, bougie snob. I call him that myself sometimes. Now, I shouldn't have said what I said about his mother. It's not her fault she has excessive facial hair.
You're right about that, because I've seen his grandmother.
Pam, it's been 3 days.
Count your blessings.
No, I'm going over there. I gotta go talk this out.
You're a fool, Gina.
That's right, Pam, and you're celibate.
Why, oh, why did she have to leave and go away? Someone to lead on, and I'm gone. Baby, I'm gone. Oh, do 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 do. Hey, 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 baby, hey, Gina, excuse me, sorry. Hey, what's up, baby?
You look terrible.
Nah, nah, I'm cool. You know, I'm real cool. Just been here partying, you know, partying hard.
Martin, you haven't left this room in 3 days, have you?
Yeah, that's because I've been home, girl. I mean, look, you know, partying. Oh, call the party line. I was like, yeah, I was partying.
Martin, I think we should talk.
Okay, well, yeah, hurry up, you know, because I'm kind of busy, so you got to get back with my party. So, what you want to talk about?
I shouldn't have said what I said about your mother.
That's right, Gina.
That was a low blow, and I shouldn't have said it. I'm also sorry about what I said about your gut.
Nah, but I'm cool, you know? I've been working out, though, but I did about, like, 5 sit-ups. All right, pack out, pack out, pack out, pow! Now, washboard. Feel that washboard, girl. Oh, baby, I'm sorry, too.
I don't want to fight anymore. Let's kiss and make up.
The melons. The melons are back. The melons are back.
I can't believe it. I thought it was really over, Martin.
Yeah, babe. 3 days, Gina. 3 whole days, baby.
No, baby, it felt more like 3 years. What were we even fighting about?
It doesn't matter, baby, okay? What matters is that we're back together again, all right? And I'm never, ever gonna let you leave me again, okay? Yeah. I mean, especially over something as little as some damn statue, babe.
Oh, no. Yeah, where is the statue?
Huh?
Where is it? Where's the statue?
It's not in the box. No, that's empty box, babe.
My sweater! And my bathrobe! Mark! What is this?
I wanted to see what our daughter might look like.
Martin! My statue!
Gina, all right? Look, I was upset. I was mad.
No, Martin, you're not mad. You're thoughtless and cruel.
Oh, man, here we go with the big words, Gina. With the big words.
You know nothing about art, Martin.
Yeah, well, I know that butt looks better in a box than it does on my coffee table, Gina.
But I gave it to you.
Yeah, but you knew I wouldn't like it.
Yeah, but you should have liked it. Martin, you need to grow up.
Oh, why do I need to grow up, Gina? Just because I like to hang out with my partners instead of going to some bougie museum? Huh? Just because I like to have fun around my place and put a damn smile on your face?
No, because you're not in third grade anymore. You're in a relationship. And if you keep making fun of everything about me that you don't understand, then I don't know how we're gonna go on.
You know what? I'm sorry, Gina. I'm sorry, all right? But most things you like are whack.
Damn it, Martin, you're doing it again.
I can't help it. You're too damn bougie,
Gina. Don't talk to me like
that. Don't talk to me like
that. You know what? You need to check yourself.
Check yourself, Gina.
I ain't
trying to hear it. I don't
want to
hear it. Shut up.
Wait one minute. This is wrong. Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
Maybe we are too different, Martin.
Yeah.
We argue all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm just very, very, very unhappy right now.
I'm very, very, very unhappy right now, okay?
And I would rather be lonely than unhappy.
I guess we gotta do what we gotta do.